Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. I'm your host, Dr. Carolyn Francavilla, board-certified family physician and diplomate of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I've been helping patients lose weight to treat and prevent medical problems for the last 10 years, and I'm taking what I've learned from them to you. In this podcast, you will learn the science behind why you struggle with your weight and what to do about it, tips for common challenges, work to fight bias about what a healthy weight really is, and improve your relationship with food and your body. Please remember that while I'm a doctor, I'm not your doctor. This podcast is meant to be informational in nature only, not medical advice. Please seek out care from your physician for your specific needs. Okay, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. Today, I'm doing something a little bit different, and I want to kind of talk about, engage on, review the Oprah special about weight. I was so excited that someone like Oprah was willing to have this conversation. I'm so excited about how this is going to move the conversation forward. So if you did not hear or see, Oprah hosted a talk on network TV called Blame, Shame, and Judgment in the Weight Loss Revolution. And it was really a phenomenal program. And so if you saw it, I'm going to talk about my opinions. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to give you the highlights of this. But, you know, spoiler review, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. And it was such a needed conversation in that direction. So check it out. I didn't watch it live. I have no idea how to watch network TV in 2024, but I found it on Hulu. And so if you have a Hulu subscription, you can find it there. I bet it's other places. And that Oprah special was on March 18th, 2024, if you are looking for it. So some of the highlights from the show, I just kind of took notes as I was watching it. And the big take-home point, which was in the title of the show, was to let go, both personally and for other people, of blame, shame, and judgment around weight. And that we should stop judging people about how they choose to lose or not lose weight. And I think that may have been a direct quote from Oprah, like, stop judging people on how they choose to lose weight or not to lose weight, right? Like, let's let go of the blame, shame, and judgment around weight. So phenomenal message. And she got really personal with her message about how she was ridiculed about her weight for 25 years. And it was on late night talk shows and magazine covers, and how much criticism she had to deal with in the public eye with her weight. And, you know, I think I almost cried about 8 times during this, like, less than an hour episode. And I definitely did cry at least once, which was kind of interesting because everything she said about her experiences and the patients that she had on explaining their experiences were all things that I hear all day, every day. Things like people have blamed themselves, that they didn't feel like they were smart because they couldn't figure out how to do things, how hard it was to have a child with obesity, that they felt they were doing all the right things for and they couldn't understand why their kid wasn't getting better, why they continued to gain weight. And even though I have these conversations every day, when I have them, I am on the other side of the desk, usually in my office, or the other side of the computer. And my job is to make sure my patient feels better and has good solutions. And it probably wouldn't go that well if I was crying with them, right? So there's a lot of tissues used in my office because this is such an emotional topic. But it was actually kind of nice for me to listen to these stories and be a lot more objective. I wasn't trying to solve anyone's problems this time. I just got to be an observer and hear these same stories that I've heard my whole career, and to just see how universal it is, how many millions of people have struggled just like my patients and haven't had someone like me that can give them a helping hand. It was really overwhelming, you know, and to see someone who is so wildly successful as Oprah open up about how much shame she internalized around her weight. And like, man, if Oprah couldn't figure this out, who can, right? Like, talk about a successful, smart, hardworking person. Like, if weight had anything to do with how smart or hardworking or how determined someone was, like, Oprah would not have failed, right? If it was about those things. And it's not. It's about biology. And that was like the exact language that I use all the time and that they were talking about in this episode. So just so powerful. And, you know, that was really when she got emotional, was when she talked about how many times she had blamed herself and why wasn't she smart enough to do this. And one of the things that's really been powerful to me as I have helped people with obesity, as I have helped people with weight, is when people come in, I spend a long time getting to know them, hearing their story, trying to come up with explanations, different things in biology that are contributing to why it's been harder for them to lose weight. And like I said earlier, people do tend to cry and get very emotional. And one of the most powerful experiences that I see in my office is that my patients finally feel believed. They have had friends, family, other healthcare providers blow them off, make them feel like they're not working hard enough. And I may have been the first person who has ever told them after decades of struggle, like, it's not your fault, right? It is biology. And I'm going to do my best to come up with a solution that's going to help with that biologic driver of why you're struggling with weight. And so if you've not heard me speak before, or you haven't heard me talk about this, or no one has told you before, it is not your fault if you are struggling with weight, if you have a diagnosis of obesity. It is not your fault. It's biology, and there are things we can do to help you, and that may be varied. So, gosh, what else were some of the brilliant points from this episode? She had a guest on, a patient who had taken the medication, and her name was Amy. And, you know, the quote that I wrote down, one of the quotes from Amy was that my life was completely transformed. And this was talking about taking a new GLP medication, injectable medication. And she talked about how her weight, you know, increased over the course of her lifetime. And there was all sorts of things that happened that intensified that, and that she felt like nothing could change. And then she started Mounjaro and realized like she was freed. She didn't have to think about food anymore. And she described that since she was 5 years old, she was always thinking about food. She was always thinking about what meal was coming next. Would there be enough? And that is a common experience for a lot of my patients. That's not how everyone feels. And sometimes they don't realize that the rest of the world or the people who are not struggling with their weight don't feel that way. And so when they finally take a medication that gets rid of all that brain chatter about food, and they are not constantly thinking about food, and they just eat when they're hungry, they eat when it's mealtime, and then they move on, it really is freeing for people. They are not chained to these thoughts about foods and sometimes even an obsession about food. And so Oprah responded to that and she said, you know, now I can just eat half of a bagel and be fine. And she really emphasized like, but I still want the bagel. Like, don't take me the wrong way. I want a bagel still, but now I just eat half of it. And so this may not resonate with you. This is not the reason that everyone struggles. But a lot of people just do not feel full and satiated and done from the amount of food that they need to eat to lose or maintain weight. And so one of the really powerful things about especially the newer medications, the injectable medications like Zepbound and Wegovy, is that people finally feel full. And so they can eat that bagel, which may not be like the most perfectly balanced like diet food, but now they can just eat half the bagel and move on. And I think one of the things this really highlighted is these medications, they don't make you not want food altogether. There are some people who have like a really significant effect from it and they just don't want to eat at all. But the way we try to dial in the dose for most people is that they're hungry. They want to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. They want to eat a bagel, but now they can eat a portion of it and feel full and satisfied and moved on. And they're not feeling like, I ate the whole bagel and I'm still hungry. Like, what else do I need to eat? So that's how these meds are supposed to work when someone is having a good response, which the vast majority of people do on these medications. That's what we expect to see. So it was just really nice to see that on such a public stage, that this is how the medications work and how powerful they can be for people who choose to use them. And then Oprah started talking about the bias for people with weight, and that it is one of the last acceptable biases, which is like something I say all the time. So again, like so many of us are speaking this same language now, like it has not been acceptable to discriminate or judge based on gender, color of skin, sexuality, like really anything, disability for a long time, right? But it is still socially acceptable to judge and have bias and discriminate against people because of their weight. And we all need to keep working on letting that go, because it's not okay. It's not acceptable. Like, let's not judge each other for anything, but let's definitely not judge things that are out of people's control, right? So, you know, I think it was just so powerful. And you know, I think one of the really emotional things for me listening to this episode was how the two patients, there was an adult patient, Amy, and a teenager, Maggie, I believe, and how they felt like people really treated them differently after they lost weight. And the adult, Amy, was talking about how she felt like people were even nicer to her children now that she had lost weight. And like, gosh, how much harder is it to go through the world when you already are struggling with obesity, and then the world has these bias against you, is judging you, and isn't treating you like an equal at times? So, you know, like, we shouldn't need a medication to solve that problem, right? We should use these medications to help people live longer, live better, prevent diabetes, prevent cardiovascular disease, be able to have better function in their life. But we need to stop judging people based on their size and their shape, because that is not what determines someone's worth. And it is not in their control. Like, we are not controlling our body shape and size. So why are we judging people on this? So, you know, I think that's so powerful to think, like, she's the same person, right? She's just on a medicine now and people are treating her differently in this positive way, where her life is easier and people are kinder to her now that she has lost weight. And that's just not okay. And I'm so proud of Oprah and all the leaders who were on this episode to have that conversation and talk about why obesity is not anyone's fault, and that we have tools, and that we have to move past blame, shame, and judgment. No one has ever lost weight from beating themselves up, right? You can give yourself an eating disorder that way, but it is not how you're going to lose weight. Beating yourself up and having shame and having guilt and telling yourself you just need to try harder and you just need to do better, like, you are not going to lose weight from doing that, okay? If anything, you're causing yourself more stress, more emotional eating, and you are not going to lose weight from beating yourself up. And your friend or loved one or your patient is not going to lose weight from you making them feel bad about it. So there's just no place for it. One of the really surprising things that I found out and that I thought was pretty cool was that Oprah had given up her seat on the Weight Watchers board, and that she also donated all of her shares from Weight Watchers to one of the Smithsonian's. And she wanted to do that so that she was not conflicted in any way and didn't have a vested interest in any of these things. And so she actually brought the CEO of Weight Watchers on to talk about how Weight Watchers is having to change some of their model. And what she said was, you know, that with Weight Watchers, you know, they are the most studied, sort of most successful behavior therapy around food and weight, right? It's a very well-known program. Physicians like myself have guided patients towards it for years because it works well for many people and it has good evidence. But what the CEO said is we were missing something, and we were missing biology, right? And so now they are offering medications through an online treatment program. And I love that these companies are going ahead and embracing this, right? They're not fighting it. They're like, how can these things work together? So Weight Watchers has the community, it has the behavior, it has the structure. And now they're adding this better technology, these medications and medical care on top of that. All of these things go together, right? There is no one solution. And one of the things I talked about on the show was like, these meds should not just be like prescribed and that's the end of the story, right? You shouldn't just be picking up the med and trying to figure out what to do on your own. You should be getting it from someone who's knowledgeable and can direct you however they do that, whether it's working with a dietitian or a nutritionist or really great handouts that they've made, or they're explaining it to you, but they should be directing you towards the best nutrition on this medication for you. And they should be revisiting that with you regularly, right? They should be guiding you towards exercise that makes sense for you and where you're at. And they should be able to mitigate side effects and help you navigate that on the medication. So if you're just picking up this med and you're not getting guidance, there are lots of obesity experts like me out there that can really help guide you on how to use these medications. You don't have to do this alone. There's help out there if you are using that. So that was exciting to just see like things are changing, and like we were doing the best we could, right? Like Weight Watchers did the best they could. They had a great program, and now we have this better thing we can layer on top of it. So really bringing everything together. And there was a physician expert on there, Dr. Amanda Vasquez, and she was talking about like, we don't just prescribe chemo, right? Like you would never just pick up your chemo without any directions or specific treatment plan. So again, just like, you know, any other medication we're using, these medications should be used by someone who knows how to utilize them, knows how to coach you on them and help direct care for you in terms of nutrition, exercise, side effect management, and overall health on the medication. So that was pretty powerful to just hear that message on a big stage. And I think you've heard that from me quite a bit. And then they brought two of the executives from the big drug industry onto the show and sort of, you know, asked them about this and like the access of these medications, because that's such a barrier. And the big access issue with these medications is twofold. One, insurances are not required to cover this medication or any of these medications for weight because it's not required to be covered. Now, they talked about like the AMA, which I'm an active part of, the American Medical Association. We passed policy in 2013, more than a decade ago, that obesity was a disease. So the medical community in America has agreed, like, obesity is a disease, yet insurance companies are not required to cover any treatment for obesity. They're not required to even cover me talking to my patient about, you know, how diet and exercise can help, let alone cover the medications. And Medicare actually has rules that prohibit Medicare from covering weight loss medications. And so this is something that needs to change legislatively so that we can improve coverage and actually help people get access to these medications. And I'll put a link to the OAC in my show notes so that you can, if you want to write to your senator or congressperson about coverage for Medicare, that is one change we can make to help people get access to these medications. The other thing is that they like run out of these meds. And one of the reps, I think it was actually the Lilly executive, said that there was, quote, unprecedented demand, which like, of course, there's amazing demand for these medications, right? There's finally medications that work really well for the majority of people who take them. So yeah, that demand is there. And so hopefully that supply will continue to improve as they see how many people want to use these medications. So, you know, both those challenges, like struggling to keep up with making enough of the medication, and then also the coverage, right? So not everyone has access to these meds at an affordable rate. And we all need to be activists for this so that we can get these medications covered by insurance. So really, in summary, I was just thrilled to see this Oprah special on weight in the modern world, getting rid of blame, shame, judgment, and utilizing these new powerful medications that work so well for many people. They may not be the only solution. They may be part of other solutions that you're using, but that they really are changing that biology. They are treating a disease, and that beating yourself up, beating other people up about this is not our way forward. We have to treat the biology. So I was just thrilled to hear the message that I'm preaching on such a big, big, big stage. And I have so much hope that we're going to have improvement in the way we treat obesity moving into the next 10 years, and that more and more people will be able to access care. But my biggest hope is that people get that message that beating yourself up or beating someone else up, making someone else feel bad about their weight, is not how anyone has successful weight loss. So I like to give homework sometimes, things for you to reflect on and do. And I think this homework today is to reflect on that. What bias do you have towards yourself about your weight or about others about their weight? What judgments do you have towards yourself? Do you feel that you are somehow not smart enough? Do you feel that you are somehow not dedicated enough? Do you feel that you're somehow not hardworking enough? Because I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know you, but I know that's not true. I have never met a patient where any of those things are the reason they're not able to be successful. And Oprah, who is one of the most successful Americans, right? Like just crazy, crazy successful, crazy smart, crazy hardworking to get where she got with all of her things career-wise. Just remember, like she struggled with this too, and she's all those things. And I know that you are too. And so like you are not alone if you've struggled with your weight, and just know that beating yourself up is not helping. And try to take some time. Maybe you journal about it. Maybe just have a conversation with yourself. Maybe you record your own podcast about it. But what blame, shame, judgment are you directing towards yourself and towards others? And can you work on letting that go? Because it's not serving you, and nobody ever lost weight from beating themselves up. All right, that's all I got for you today. Until next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Francavilla Show, where we learn about all things related to weight and health. If you love this podcast, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews and share this podcast with a friend or loved one. If you have a topic about weight and health you want me to tackle, head over to the website, thedrfrancavillashow.com, to submit your question. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. Take care.